Well, we've got some ladies here with us this morning talking about a program that they hope to get started here in Kentucky that's been very successful in Ohio and some other states. And Ms. Darcy Beal visiting with us this morning. And Darcy, you've got some guests with you this morning and talking about a program called LifeWise Academy.
Yes, thank you, Chris, for allowing us to be here. We have five of us so and two mics, so hopefully we'll get every word
in. Yeah, we'll make it work. So,
we are all so excited about this, too. It's hard, almost hard to explain it with all of the energy that's inside of us.
Well, talk to us about what LifeWise is and the success that it's had in states like Ohio.
Okay, so LifeWise is almost like a franchise for starting Bible education in public schools. And it's basically about 5 years old and started in Ohio, Northern Ohio, in 2018. And they have over 40 schools, public schools, already enrolled in over 14,000 students. After about the third year, it is they have 95% student enrollment, and it's been a really well-kept secret. But back in 1952, the Supreme Court of the United States made a decision allowing for release time religious education for public school students. And what that means is they can receive 1 hour per week during school hours and class credit to get Bible education, but it has to be done by parental permission. There's no coercion. It's all voluntary, and it has to be done off campus. It can be 6 inches from the campus, but it has to be done by private funding.
All right. So this is something that's been going on since 2018, and some of the ladies here helped get that started?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Regine Mottashed, and I'm a volunteer, and I started at Ayersville, which is one of the pilot programs that 4 years ago, and it's just been wonderful. And what a volunteer does is we go and pick the children up and walk them to the building off campus, and then we're there for the teacher, so the teacher can teach, and we are there to love the kids. So this is an awesome opportunity for Christians who want to do something but don't know what they can do to come in and help.
That's wonderful. Now, what would one of the hours look like for the kids?
Oh, so what our classes do is it's once a week, and it depends on the school system how it runs, but where I'm at Defiant City, we have they have about 40 minutes. It's during a special time, so the kids aren't missing anything of the normal school, math, reading, mm-hmm. and writing. They're not missing that. And so then they would come and they learn a Bible verse, and then they learn a story, and then through the Bible story comes a character trait. And this is what's awesome, because schools want to teach the kids character, and we do it using the textbook of the Bible. And so then they have character traits like faith, boldness, growth, and then you go over it. What does growth look like in your life, or what does trustworthy look like in school? What does it look like for you by yourself? What does it look like at home to be trustworthy? So they're using these Bible characterizations to teach the kids. And then okay. And then we pray. That's a big. We pray for the kids. The kids are prayed over. The kids learn how to pray. The children know when they leave how to pray.
Wow. And when this started, you probably didn't know what participation would be like, but 95% of the kids enrolled, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Defiant City, we actually, it's a city school, and we have 850 kids come every week and hear about Jesus.
Wow. Now, what age groups is this?
K through five.
K through five, okay. All right. And in Kentucky, what are your goals for this, Darcy?
We would like to start it in fall of 2024. We're kind of hoping for Benton Elementary to start in one elementary school and serve all of the children in that school, and then hoping to see it spread from there.
And you have an informational meeting?
Yes. Our kickoff and informational meeting is tomorrow night at Marshall County Library, the Benton branch, at 6 p.m. It should last about an hour. We will have time afterwards for Q&A. We will have Julie Dotson's wonderful coconut cake and her chocolate peanut butter cake. So come on out.
This will be 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, probably on the top floor.
Yes. Room A, I think it's called.
And that's at the Benton Branch, 6 p.m., and this will just kind of be a information session.
Yes. For anybody that has any questions or anybody who wants to get involved, we'll just have sign-ups.
All right. And you mentioned that it's done outside of the school system. So do you provide a teacher, or how does that work?
Yes, we want the highest standards, and so we want a certified teacher. So we're praying about that, and we're networking and just talking to people, and we would just love a real energetic youngish teacher or somebody with a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And who loves God and loves people and loves kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of teachers that are Sunday school teachers too.
Yes, absolutely.
Would be perfect. So, again, you can find out more about this program called LifeWise Academy, and that's tomorrow evening at the Benton Branch of the Marshall County Library at 6 p.m., and you can visit with Darcy and the ladies here as well. They'll have lots of information and be able to tell you more about the program, and we'll find out some more about it, too, here in just a minute. We do need to get to our first break. We'll do that and be right back.